Hi, welcome back to Actionable Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book The Art of Explanation. The book is written by Lee Lefevre, and the summary is written by Vanessa Chase. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. Quote, "How often do we sit down and focus on how we will explain an idea?" That comes from page 31. Ever have one of those moments where you were trying to get a coworker to understand your point of view? And remember a time as a child when you were trying to convince your parents that candy makes a great dinner? Well, throughout our lives, there are hundreds of instances when we are given the challenge of explaining ourselves, our ideas, or our perspective to other people. In his book, The Art of Explaining, Lee Lefevre dissects what it means to explain something and provides readers with a roadmap for explaining their ideas. He also provides a useful definition of an explanation, describing facts in a way that makes them understandable, and underscores the idea that explanation should answer the question why and make people care. Lefevre hails from a corporate communications background, and while the book is slanted towards business explanations, it's easy to see how you could apply these principles in non-business contexts. The golden egg for this article, explanations are an unrecognized skill we all have. Quote, "Explanation is a skill we can improve and put to work in achieving our goals." Comes from page 5. Of all the tactics for communicating, explanations represent an unparalleled opportunity to make your ideas understandable to others. But the odd thing about them is that we don't necessarily consciously think about it as we're doing it. And Lefevre points out that because of that, we never consider the possibility for improving our explanation skills. Herein lies a great opportunity for leverage. From his past experience, Lefevre gives a number of examples where corporations missed an opportunity to make their ideas, products, or services understandable to their customers. If you think about all the communications you come into contact with on a daily basis, it becomes very apparent that the memorable ones are the ones that provide a solid explanation by the company, product, brand, etc. I personally can think of dozens of websites that leave much to be desired because they don't properly articulate who the company or person is and what they're about. As a business, this leaves you disadvantaged when it comes time to capture their attention again or to try to convert them to customers. Lefevre goes on to provide readers with systems they can follow to explain their ideas effectively. He submits that a good explanation requires 3 steps: planning, presenting, and packaging. Gem number 1, explanations can be a strategy in problem solving. Quote, "Looking at a problem through the lens of explanation can reveal challenges that may not have been visible before." That comes from the introduction. This concept radically shifted my perspective about the function of communication and explanations. Fundamentally, they're attempting to solve the same problem. Both in personal and business settings, we often face the dilemma of trying to get someone to adapt our point of view in order to take some action. The success of this really hinges on our ability to explain our perspective to someone else in a way that makes sense to them. Understanding that this is how persuasion, marketing, etc. should be approached makes one realize the abundant strategic opportunity explanation presents to us. Just imagine how different your next staff meeting could be if everyone understood how to effectively explain their ideas. Pretty radical, right? Gem number 2, know your audience and empathize with them. Quote, "A single word can make your explanation fail because it lowers confidence." Comes from page 27. This sentence really stuck out at me, as I think this is where most explanations go awry. When you're immersed in your craft, it can be a challenge to shift your perspective to that of your audience. But it is what you must do in order for your explanations to make sense to them. Lefevre suggests that explanations commonly fail because the audience loses confidence in their ability to understand something new. Therefore, we must empathize with their perspective as we explain our idea. Lefevre states that your goal is to move someone from point A to point D with your explanation. In order to do this, you must really understand that person's starting point. What do they know? What kind of context do they have for what I'm going to tell them? If I didn't know X, Y, and Z, what would I need to know to understand this idea? Once you've grappled with those questions, you can start to map out what they would need to know to reach point D. This groundwork is essential for determining how best to present and package an explanation. In the book's epilogue, Lefebvre says his hope is that his readers will become explanation specialists. A very admirable goal, and one I think he achieves by creating awareness in the reader's mind and then providing them with a clear roadmap to creating a great explanation. Even if your job is not in communications, this book has practical applications for anyone, because as Lefebvre points out, explaining is something we all do. This has been Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book The Art of Explanation. The book was written by Lee Lefebvre, and the summary was written by Vanessa Chase. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. We hope you enjoyed it.